which franchises people invest in today. The Inside Scoop, we're not gonna make any earnings claim. The Inside Scoop, gonna help you avoid franchises that are lame.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack.
And I'm Jill.
And we're the Franchise Insiders, back with another edition of the Inside Scoop podcast. Today, Jill, we're going to talk about some franchises that are absolutely game changers.
All right, let's do it.
Can you imagine going to like an event or a party and coming out with a 3D like rendering of yourself and your family, you know, versus like the normal photo booth stuff that you see?
That's very different. I kind of dig it.
We're going to talk about all that today. We're going to start with, and by the way, for those of you that are that get our newsletter, you're seeing that people are investing in franchises like crazy, like usual for this time of year. If you're not subscribed to our newsletter, make sure you go to our website, franchiseinsiders.com, under the section subscribe. Very original. And make sure you subscribe, because two times a week we are sending you guys emails telling you which franchises people buy and why. So this is one, Jill, this first one on the list. This is a franchise I'm really excited about. I think it's going to sell out very quickly. It's called Gatsby Glass.
I love it. Gatsby Glass is very cool because basically they're like the new diamond standard in the glass industry. So they do glass for shower doors, walls, mirrors, more. But what's cool about it is they have a 3D technology and they have this really great innovative sales process you can use on residential or commercial projects. But essentially, it gives you an idea of what your project's going to look like. So you can see a 3D rendering using their CAD imaging.
They say it. They stop pondering minds of clients that always wonder what a project will look like.
Yeah, so like you know what it's going to look like. Listen, we've been through a lot where you don't really know what the end result looks like. This is like you will see what your bathroom will look like before. So it puts you sort of at ease. Also, you know, you can pick and choose and get a little bit more involved in the design process, which is really cool. So they start every meeting with, you get a design consultant, they have a virtual showroom. So again, you don't ever have to like leave your house and go to a big showroom or pick out anything. They can do everything from where you are.
Because we want everything. By the way, guys, this is a business that can do $3 million, and they're item 19. Yeah. They show a $3 million location with an EBITDA that's over 900,000. So just to jump in on what Jill is saying, we don't want to leave our houses for stuff like this anymore.
Right.
We want stuff brought to us.
Well, and in addition to this, what I think is very cool is they have this. So each installation is actually meant to bring in recurring revenue. So it's not like, here's your shower, see you later. It's, here's your shower, we're going to show you how to clean and maintain it. And they have a proprietary package that allows you to basically like maintain your warranty of anything that they've built for you by removing hard water stains, sealing, and cleaning with their special crystal shield system. So the whole point is they're not just even going to, you know, build your shower door. They're going to teach you how to maintain it, and they want to stand by their, you know, quality. So they're going to continue to maintain.
They are definitely going to maintain your
house
for you.
Anyway, listen.
When you guys think about, so what does Gatsby own? They own the glass, they own the shower doors, walls, and mirrors inside the home.
Right.
That is the specialty. That is the
space.
And
there's no real national competitor for that.
I mean, again, guys, there is a location in Omaha, Nebraska, love Omaha, that's doing $3 million a year. $3 million a year, with the average ticket being $1,200. And they say they're closing 75% of the jobs they go out and they do a presentation on. So Gatsby Glass, this is, you guys, this is why we bring you these franchises. No one else is really doing this. Franchise fee is $59,500. The royalties are 8.5%. As I mentioned, it has huge EBITDA, recurring revenue, as Jill said. They have an aggressive SEO and digital advertising by Franchise Rocket to help drive your lead generation. So this is another one of those horsepower brands franchises. Mm-hmm. And you know those guys, I mean, they are cool. They have a great sense of the market. Total investment, $289 to $353 to build the business to profitability. They want you to have a net worth of $500,000. This is an owner-operator model. This is not absentee and it is not home-based. They want you to have an office and really work the business. And that's okay. if you're working a job and you're making 200 grand a year and you're sick of it, well, what a great thing, working around beautiful homes and making the bathrooms more beautiful. So save $5,000 on Gatsby Glass with the Franchise Insiders. Text 305-710-0050. Next up, Jill, Shrunk 3D. This is like so different.
So different. Sort of. I mean, there was something that we used to have back in the day, but I mean, technology has changed so much.
We've never gotten like a 3D print of ourselves before.
Yeah, it's really cool. So it's a mobile 3D scanning booth that you can have at parties and events. And basically it scans like your whole body and takes this like, you know, you do like a fun pose or do something. They scan you and then they shrink it and they give you like a 3D like figure, digital replica of yourself. So you can go in there with friends. You could do it on your own. It's a fun little memory to remember, you know, events, weddings, whatever, conferences, wherever it is. And you have, you know, something to remember it by. It's very different. You know, at first I was like, okay, it's good for, you know, graduation, sporting events, all of those. They make great gifts. And I saw like a couple people pose in a way with like their hands that you can like hang your keys on it.
Yeah, look at this right here. I mean, can you imagine? It's like, so all the parties that you go to, there's always some type of little photo booth or something like that. If you roll into a market with your Shrunk 3D franchise,
you're the only one, probably.
Arrive at your event ready to capture the biggest moments with exact 3D replicas of families, loved ones, pets. I mean, can you imagine if you had this at your party? People would be like, whoa, wait a second. I'm going to get a 3D rendering of our picture.
That's pretty cool.
I think you could go into a market and just disrupt. They say that the 3D printing and scanning industry is a $15 billion market. The Shrunk 3D franchise team provides franchisees with a complete list of targeted businesses to help you find events while also handling all the back-end printing and shipping for you and website development. So really, you as a franchisee can focus on the day-to-day of running the business. Again, if you saw something like Shrunk 3D at a party, how fast would you be in there trying to get a picture?
Yeah, I mean, it's very different. You know, it's not, like you said, it's not your average photo booth. And it gives you something really tangible. I don't know about you guys. I've done a zillion photo booths and I love the pictures, but then they just end up like going in a drawer and eventually in the garbage. This is something that will actually have more shelf life. Which is great, obviously, for repeat exposure because someone will see it and say, whoa, what is that? I want one of those. How do you get those? So it's cool. There's little to no competition. It's 100% mobile and, there's really not a lot of overhead. You only need like one or two employees and you don't really need inventory since they take care of all the printing
right.
and shipping for you.
Well, it has an absentee model, so keep your job. I mean, the investment's 170 to 250. I mean, I think this is a way for you to really scale up a passive business pretty quick. Franchise fee is $49,900. Royalties are 8%. They want you to have a net worth of 200K. By the way, if any of you ever need help figuring out a net worth, you can always call us for anything. Even figuring out how much should you spend on a franchise, we go through that exercise every single day with our clients where we talk about how much cash do you have on hand, how much of that should go into a franchise, how much should you keep in dry powder. We love helping people figure those situations out because we've been there. You know, we've started businesses, we've operated businesses, we know franchising, so we love helping people figure that out. But again, home-based, absentee ownership, we save you 10 grand on your Shrunk 3D. Definitely go check it out, but go through us to get the $10,000 discount. Text 305-710-0050. Shrunk 3D really is cool. Next up, Jill, another disruptor. When you first hear this name, you're going to be like, what on earth is that? Mm-hmm. But that's on purpose. Worried Bird Window Washing.
Yeah. I'm glad you said it because I don't think I could get that whole thing out right now.
Yeah. But it's cool.
Worried Bird is cool. It's a unique mobile subscription-based asset-heavy, high-margin home service franchise that serves residential and commercial clients, and they have this proprietary patent-pending gig rig. So, like, what does that mean? They offer year-round services that includes window cleaning, window screens, pressure washing your holiday lights, your rain gutter cleaning, and they take care of it, and they have a subscription-based model, meaning it's not like we're coming and doing it once. You know, they get you on recurring revenue. They want to make sure that they're coming back to maintain.
Do you see on their website, right out of the show, right out of the shoot, subscribe to happiness. Mm. They, from day one, guys, that's, we all talk about recurring revenue and subscription-based, and that's, you know, the buzzwords people like to use. Well, these guys own it. From day one, it is, look, we can do all this stuff for you.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, it's very cool because it is something that you do need consistently, and they want to stay top of mind, so they have that service, which I think is great. And what are we looking
for? Well, look at the dude on the website.
He looks really happy.
He actually looks like a friend of ours who has a similar kind of business, same kind of like vibe.
Yeah, but it is something that you should, I mean, owning a house, you should have these things cleaned on a regular basis. So the fact that they actually lead with that, I think is a really big deal. They have a very cool software. You can get your pricing online. You can subscribe immediately, which again, big deal. They're locking you in. They're locking in the customers from the beginning. And that obviously for them benefits with the recurring revenue. So it's very cool. I mean, it's a different type of model. But you know, we all need our windows.
So smart. So they do commercial window cleaning.
Yeah, they do.
They do residential window cleaning. They have a streak-free guarantee. They do screen repair, which is, I mean, how many people do screen? Not as many people as you think do screen repair. I mean, I've called trying to get screens replaced and people just said, buy a new one.
Our dog likes to just smash right into those screens.
And eat them.
Yeah.
$35 rescreen with no minimum visit. That is a game changer, guys. Power washing, living in Florida where we need our house and our, look, you can driveway, sidewalks, decks, fences, houses.
Yeah, they do it all.
Rain gutter cleaning and holiday. Now, anytime the power washing companies include holiday lighting, I think it's really, really smart. And look, you can even choose your theme. Winter Wonderland, candy cane, multicolored. So guys, Worry Bird window washing, this is a game changer. High margins, really scalable, subscription-based from day one. You can work from home. Franchise fee is 45 grand. Royalties are 9%. Cash investment to get going with this thing is 40 grand. So what does that mean? So what it means is you pay your $45,000 franchise fee, and in certain markets, for as little as 40 grand, you can build this thing to profitability. And when you consider we'll save you 2 grand, make it 38. They want you to have a net worth of 50 grand. So for those of you out there that are worried you don't have the kind of resources to become a business owner, this would be a smart one to consider, and you should let us help you. 305-710-0050 to find out how you can explore Worry Bird window washing franchise. Next up, Jill, another W. In fact, we're all W's moving forward here. This is a franchise. This is one of the very first franchises when we opened Franchise Insiders. Do you remember? Mm-hmm. We had a guy who found us on Southwest Airlines and went to our website and scrolled some of the franchise partners that we have. And he called us and he says, what is this Water's Edge Winery franchise? Are you kidding me? I can own my own winery? Guys, you can own your own winery. Jill, tell us how.
Well, so, you know, your thought is winery, you've got to live like in wine country and have like a vineyard and do all this stuff, which is fun, but not realistic for most of us. So they call themselves a micro winery franchise. So they outsource the agriculture part. So you don't have to have all that land. And they import the grape must or crushed grapes from all these vineyards all over the world, I guess. And then they work with a large production facility. They basically finish up the wine, and they become an independent producer of wine. So the wineries can be located in urban populated areas with just retail space. So you're bringing the winery to people. It's very cool because, well, since they don't grow or crush the grapes and they outsource everything, it really lowers the cost of ownership and removes the biggest risk associated with most wineries, which is obviously your crops and your plants.
Right.
And all of that. They produce the wine on site, and they make all kinds of wines. So they have everything from Merlots and Cabs and Chardonnays. They also have like harder to find wines, which I'm not going to pronounce Barolo? Half of these.
Yeah, I did.
Port. I can say port. But anyway, they have, you know, it's not just like your typical wines. They have everything. They source grapes globally. They, you know, you can
make over 50 kinds of wine with your Water's Edge.
I mean,
winery.
You know, people are picky about where their wine comes from. So they have California, Italy, France, New Zealand, Chile, and Germany. So, you know, if you have your picky Sauvignon Blanc, you know, drinker, you can probably get, you know, from Australia if you want to. But anyway, they have a great line of wines. They have fun, I guess, blends that they do too. But anyway, the point is they have tons of different types of wines. They also offer, you know, obviously you can get wines by the glass or by the bottle, but they also offer bistro style appetizers, desserts. They'll do custom labeling. You can do a wine club.
Well, let's stop there real quick on that. Because to me, that's the coolest part, is that we have our Water's Edge winery, but we can do custom labeling. Mm-hmm. So we could, like, you know, we like to throw our picture on everything. If we had a Water's Edge winery, we could have, like, you know, Jack and Jill's Malbec, and you could throw, like, a picture of you on there. You know, I mean, that, to be able to, can you imagine, like, you own, I mean, for some people, this would be such a happy place to have your own winery bistro. And how many of you live in markets where there is nothing like this? And when you consider that this is a absentee business, if you hire the right GM, which, you know, most of us don't come from food backgrounds, so you should do that. Imagine bringing a winery bistro into your market and owning it, being able to hang out there around wine.
Yeah, I mean, it's like most people's dream. I think you'd ask tons of people, would you like to own your own winery? Yes, I would. I mean, what's limiting us is the, you know, location and where we live, but that doesn't matter with
the gross profit margins on wine produced by their franchisees is above 80%. They give their owners the winery lifestyle without having to be multimillionaires.
I mean, that's it. That's it. That's just what it is. You get the winery lifestyle and you don't have to have millions of dollars to do it.
Yeah. But I think if we connect you over there to Ken at, you know, Water's Edge Winery, I think you call him and say, dude, Ken, I want to become a multimillionaire. How many Water's Edge
It's just saying you can start it without, having the millions up
there. Right.
But anyway, it's a very cool concept. You literally, if you can find a retail space anywhere, 2,500 to 4,000 square feet, you can have a winery.
It's a big, I mean, but that's how these things should be. They need to be big. It needs to feel like a cool, like, winery bistro. I think there's even some flexibility on the menu. So franchise fee is 50 grand, royalties 5%, 150K cash investment, total investment. They say you probably need about 800,000 to get this thing to profitability. That makes sense. I mean, you're talking about a big retail. If it's me on something like this, I'd look to try and buy the real estate too, because then you could take advantage of some of the depreciation and that would help offset some of the costs. It is, it can be home-based if you run it absentee, but let's be real. I mean, if you have your own winery, you probably want to be there as much as possible. I'd be eating there every night.
Yes, you would.
Okay. We'll save you $2,000 on your Water's Edge Winery. Text 305-710-0050. By the way, you can call us too, 800-445-6382. Last on the list, this is another new one, and it's from the folks who did Koala Insulation. They now have Wallaby Windows. So let's clear up any confusion right away. We just talked about Gatsby glass, and we just talked about Worried Bird window washing. What is the deal with all this windows? Well, guys, home services are exploding, and it's a smart place to be. And Wallaby focuses on doors and exterior windows. And Jill, I'll let you take it from there.
Yes, they're your replacement window and door solution.
Beautiful.
Anyway, they offer windows and doors that basically fit any home. So whatever you need, if you need special kind of windows or doors because of different climates, they offer that. They install quickly, efficiently, and they have a great warranty for their customers. So basically, they have a little pun here. It's funny. So they say their franchise model was designed with semi-absentee franchise owner in mind. This is a pain-free franchise model with flexible ownership. So you get it pain. Like,
well, I mean, do you see what they basically say? They are a sales and marketing franchise backed by a franchisor who has a proven track record in disrupting the home service category.
Yeah. Well, it's cool. They say the franchisees are specialists in selling the jobs and utilizing the network of subcontractors to manage the installs. So the franchisee can focus more on the sales and not actually like the whole you know, management side of it, of installation.
It's like the Footprints Floors model,
yes,
but for doors and windows.
Yes.
And Footprints Floors guys exploded like crazy. I mean, they've sold tons of franchises over the last few years. So there's your breadcrumb for you. I mean, mm-hmm. you look at that again. This makes running a business like this so much easier. I'm sorry, Jill. Go ahead.
No, it's a pretty easy one to work with. You don't need a ton of staff because you use the subcontracted installation people, the installers. You know, windows and doors are high ticket invoices. So, I mean, you know, they're not cheap jobs, as right. we all know. So, you know, it's a cool way to sort of get into this home improvement industry right. and not, you know, have to do it all yourself.
Well, and I like that these guys, I mean, again, we know from Koala, they know what they're doing. So they have an aggressive SEO and digital lead generation support system for franchise owners. I mean, all of us know how important that is. And they have, you know, everything you need for vendor partnerships, to get the best prices, minimal staff, high ticket invoices, national contact center. I mean, you guys, this is a pretty simple business to run. And again, let's look at the breadcrumbs. Koala exploded and sold out pretty fast. Footprints Floors exploded and sold out pretty fast. I think Wallaby Windows will follow a similar path. $49,500 franchise fee, royalties are 5%. Total investment, $137 to $205. They want you to have a net worth of $250. It is home-based and they do have a great absentee model. And we can save you 10 grand on Wallaby Windows. So definitely text us 305-710-0050 to find out why. Frankly, we think all of these on this list are going to sell fast. We really do. So for this week, that's all I have. Jill, any other thoughts on any of these franchises?
I mean, I think they're great opportunities. I mean, you know, we can see that home improvement is obviously a big theme here with all the glass and window type of things. I mean, you could, in theory, get a Wallaby and a Gatsby and clean people's glass for them. I mean, you can combine them together. But it just kind of shows you that, you know, there's in the home improvement space, there is quite a lot of variety there and some of the things you wouldn't think of. And then obviously you can get your own winery. So let's just leave it at that.
Yeah. And so anyway, so yeah, I think home services, low investment, high return, recession resistant. That's where the market is, folks. So for this week, that's what we have for you with the Inside Scoop podcast. We'll talk to you next time. Take care.
Bye.
The Inside Scoop. Jack and Jill gonna help you choose the right money-making franchise today.